tough one with Gothenburg. I think you had faced the Swedes once already this year. They just got a pretty complete team this year. It's pretty tough to defend. They've got good guards and good posts, a little bit of everything, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the end of the game and you hold Strausser to 3 points and you hold Everett to 4 points and they still score 50 and you're wondering how in the world that's possible. But like you said, they're full of great guards and they're a well-rounded team and everybody can score for them. And they're just difficult to defend, and their pressure's fantastic, and they're really hard to score on. So I think our girls played great. You know, we were leading after the first quarter, which was fun to see. We just kind of got tired there on the second night of a back-to-back, and that third quarter really got to us.
Exactly, having the play-in game and then coming back the next night, and nice win over Cozad and coming back to play Gothenburg. So a lot of basketball this week, but feel like your young kids are really, you know, we watched you, we saw you right before Christmas, and a young bunch, but they're coming along game by game, aren't they?
Yeah, they're learning a lot, and they're getting better every game. And I think our defense has kind of stepped up here lately in the last couple of weeks, just understanding rotations and understanding game plans and scout. And offensively, we're hitting some shots, which is fun to see. And it's just a growing process for these girls, playing together, learning the speed of the game and what you're able to do and not do against certain teams, and trying to figure out how to handle adversity, which is always, I think, when you're young, that's, I think, one of the hardest things to handle. Is adversity. And so but you know, it's been a fun season, and these girls are just a great group of girls who buy in and work hard and never give up, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Very athletic bunch when we had a chance to watch you, and again, young but athletic bunch, a lot of athleticism out there. And I'm sure, yes, you see that and teams see it each and every week, that growing by the second. McCook's second time around, coach, you know what's got to be done the second time around to get a win and call the Southwest Conference kind of good for this year.
Yeah, the Southwest Conference is loaded. It's funny when people are asking us about changing conferences. Will you like being in the Southwest more than the Central 10? I'm like, well, have you seen the Southwest Conference on the girls' side? I mean, every team is good, and the Central 10 is just as tough. But playing McCook, they're so athletic, and they're old, and they've been around. They've got a ton of experience. They've got one of the best players in the conference, in my opinion. And hopefully, you know, we missed a couple girls there in the first half against them last game. And I'm hoping getting them back for a full game against McCook gives us a better opportunity to be able to compete with them. So that's kind of where we are. Is just, we'd like to see, you know, how we stack up against McCook with the full squad, and I think our girls are looking forward to that opportunity.
And I'm sure you're still seeing with being the young squad, still seeing full court pressure by pretty much everybody you faced, aren't you?
We've seen about every single thing you can think of, I would imagine, in the half court and in the full court. And it's good for our girls to see. It's good for them to get used to. I mean, obviously, if I was a coach playing us, I'd probably do the exact same thing, you know. But as our girls have grown through it, and they're starting to see things against presses that they weren't seeing at the beginning of the year in order to break them. And I thought we did a great job against Minden's press. I thought we did a really good job against Cozad's. And then Gothenburg's really didn't get us at all until that third quarter for some reason. We just I don't know if it was exhaustion or tired, or we just weren't executing like we did in the first half. But it's fun. Like we said, they're getting better every game, and making games competitive, which is what you want.
Any change in your rotation starting lineup, coach, or is a lot of the same ones we saw that right before Christmas, or any players stepping up and maybe getting some more playing time now?
We've actually shortened our rotation quite a bit. We got one of our juniors back that probably, I don't know if played much in that first game. She was coming off she's had three knee surgeries in the last year, so we were working her back pretty slowly. So we're getting her back into a rotation, and then we've kind of shortened it up to about seven girls from where we were. I think in the first game we played maybe 13 girls against McCook, and a lot of that had to do with the situation that we had there in the first half. But I would imagine you would see less girls, and the other ones that have been playing mainly the last couple games. We have different starters than we did the first time we played, but mainly the girls that played this whole January, the second half of the season, are the ones that we'll be playing tonight.